Police in Padang District Ferry are illegally holding minors in police cells due to the absence of a gazetted juvenile detention and rehabilitation facility, raising serious child protection and legal concerns. The District Police Commander Jackson Bogede revealed that a convicted minor has spent about 2 weeks in police custody because there's nowhere else to take them, a practice he admitted is not allowed under the law. During a District Chain Committee stakeholders meeting held yesterday, officials also cited chronic underfunding, with a senior probation officer receiving only 800,000 annually to handle juvenile cases. Chief administrative officers acknowledged their concerns, but said plans for a juvenile center remain constrained by limited funding and coordination challenges.
So I want to report that officers of the Power Police, we have to step in and design the modality of handling juvenile offences. Because even some juveniles come here and we are supposed to do social info and present reports to court, but the office now currently has enough money. And then the arrangement is that if a juvenile is convicted, he or she is not supposed to be taken to will remain home. Should now be taken to start socially. Yes. It is there. So currently we have one who is in police custody, and I pray that police should bring that juvenile here and another to come.
Stakeholders, including local leaders and child rights advocates, criticized the arrest and detention of street children and called for community-based solutions and the establishment of a reformation school in the district. That's the news. Good morning.